Well, hello there. Glad you're back. Today I'm talking about the following pledge. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. And I'm going to want you to say it out loud, and I'm going to want you to repeat it often, because I'm going to get into my 14 ways in which you can keep this pledge. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
You know, there is no such thing as reaching the pinnacle of teaching. You know, we have some great teachers, but they'll tell you that they still seek out and try to understand how to do things better. Whether you are an administrator or classroom teacher, if you're an educator, you have signed up to learn for life. Yeah, you have. Being an educator means being a learner. You have to. And you have to understand that there is no ultimate pinnacle of teaching. You know, some glorious summit that when you get there, you know that you are victorious because there is no more learning. You know all there is you need to know. Oh, too bad that some of our colleagues don't realize this. You know, you can't pass this off. You can't avoid it. We have to be lifelong learners. And only those who shut themselves down, who don't grow, are the ones who don't embrace this. Because most people that I know who work in education are so focused on this that they use their time during their breaks, they use their holidays, they go to class at night into the late hours, even though they've been working all day, and they use their summers and other times to focus on classes. So let's talk a little bit about this. We have to always want to be better and do better, which means learning and growing professionally. I think before we go any further, it is important that we agree on this little thing. Every child is different. Yep, not sure if you noticed it or not, but they are all different. Their home environment ensures that. Their community and experiences make sure that they have developed biases and thoughts about their world. Sometimes these are good things and sometimes they're not. And sometimes who are we to judge whether they're good or not? Sometimes these life experiences become a little too much like excess baggage and weigh them down. Other times they are part of what makes them just so much fun to be around. Think about the many kids you have taught or will teach. No, really, go ahead and stop and think. I'll wait. If you haven't taught yet but are getting ready for your first classroom this fall, think about those former classmates from when you were in school. Do you think you might find some of them reinvented? You know, like the saying goes, the names are changed, but it's deja vu all over again. It's this wonderful makeup of our classes that ensure that teaching will be challenging, yet oh, so very much fun. But to be able to deal with it, we have to continue to understand our content. We have to seek out how to teach better. We have to understand the stages of development that children go through as they become who they are. And there's so, so much more that we have to keep learning about. You know, not so very long ago, I was working with a teacher, as I observed, by the way, not as an evaluator, but as a coach, providing feedback. I was asked to help the teacher with classroom management. Now, I'm not too sure that she really wanted anything to do with my feedback. My first clue was the long paragraph she wrote to me instead of wanting to discuss, wanting to refute my suggestions. I've had to deal with this before, but not the way she opened her letter to me, because this was sad. And it's sad in oh so many ways, and so let me just tell you what she said. She noted in the opening part of her letter, "I don't know if you know this or not, but I have been teaching for 5 years." And by the way, the exclamation point was hers. I didn't add that. She had been teaching for 5 years, and she wanted to make that point that I should know that she knows what to do. Yeah. You know, inside my brain, what I really wanted to do was explain to her, well, I don't know about you and your 5 years, but I've been working with kids for 29 years.
Hmm.
And I still don't know everything, and I couldn't know everything about working with kids. It was that her comment. I will never forget that comment, because it's like, wow, you know, I'm supposed to be going, you know, yeah, that's right. I guess that you, after 5 years, you do know everything there is to know about teaching, so therefore I bow to you. Sad. Because what she was doing was not good for some of the children in her class, and that's what we were trying to get to, is that understanding of that. But that's another story for another time. But what's interesting here is I guess she felt that she knew everything there was to know. She had climbed to the top of the mountain, and nothing anyone suggested could be of any help because she knew all that she needed to know. Wow! I mean, it's like Mount Olympus had been scaled. The Kraken had been returned to the briny depths. St. George had slain the dragon. You know, like I said, I wanted to let her know that I'd been working for all those years, but, you know, I had to let that one go. Such a shame to have that attitude. You know, such a shame to think that you don't need somebody to watch and be a coach for you. Because we all do. I do. I need one. Do you know everything? I don't. I'm reminded of this every time I enter a classroom and watch a teacher work with a child. You know, teachers are all different. And the kids definitely are all different and have unique needs. So what's an educator to do? Well, first is to come to the conclusion that you need to keep learning. So I want you to repeat after me. No, really, I want you to repeat after me. It'll be great because if you're driving, you got your windows down, you know, you want to say it out loud so everybody hears you. So I want you to repeat after me. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Now that wasn't painful, was it? Come on, say it again with me one more time. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Not painful, but with this pledge comes the promise to keep seeking answers and to always want to know more. Always want to know more. So let's look briefly at my list of promises about learning so you can make these promises to yourself. By the way, just to make sure that I am clear, please note that I use the term educator in my pledge. That's because it's not just the classroom teacher who needs to keep learning. It's everyone associated with kids in schools. That means you too if you're a building level administrator. It is so important to recognize that we all need to keep learning. If we're going to work with kids, if we're going to get better at working with kids, we have to keep learning. So with all that being said, here are my 14 areas and ways that you can keep your promise to be a lifelong learner. Number one, you need a deep understanding of your content. You can always know more. Number two, pedagogy is so very important. Learn about child development. Learn as much as you can about children and their developmental stages and how it impacts the classroom and the school. Number three, seek to know more about the many instructional strategies that address the ways humans learn. Number four, learn as much as you can about the importance of content vocabulary and how to correctly teach it, and incorporate it in your daily lessons. Number five, learn how to check for understanding and become good at inserting formative assessment in your lessons. Number six, lighten up, have fun. Number seven, get better at giving feedback. Make often and useful. Help them know how to improve. Number eight, be better at managing behavior, not relying on the threat of discipline. Number nine, work on connecting with the kids. Be better at relationship building. Number 10, work to collaborate with colleagues and peers in your building and outside your building. You know, with today's technology, you can cooperate with peers from around the world. Number 11, seek out peers and colleagues you can learn from. Number 12, join professional organizations. Expand your network. Attend conferences and put the information learned to work. It's not a vacation time. It's time to expand your knowledge base. Number 13, do your own research. And number 14, read, listen, seek to understand, and know more. Remember your pledge. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. So where are you going to start as you prepare for the next group of students? Make yourself a promise to spend some time getting to know more. You have access to so many tools at your disposal. There's no excuse. There are so many avenues for you to pursue this need to grow and learn as an educator. So remember, set yourself a goal, make yourself a promise, create a plan. Set out to learn, understand, and use more information in your field. And remember, I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.